Log Talk Radio.
Have I told you lately that I love you? Have I told you lately that I care? Yeah. Have I told you lately?
Everyone in the world has gone to bed one night or another with fear or pain or loss or disappointment. And yet each of us has awakened, arisen, somehow made our ablution, seen other human beings, and said, morning, how are you? Fine, thanks, in you. It's amazing. Wherever that abides in the human being, there is the nobleness of the human spirit. Despite it all, black and white, Asian, Spanish, Native American, pretty, plain, thin, fat, vowed or celibate, we rise. You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still like dust, I'll rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? Just because I walk as if I have oil wells pumping in my living room. Just like suns and like moons, with the certainty of tides. Just like hope springing high. Still I rise. Did you want to see me broken? Bowed head and lowered eyes, shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries. Does my sassiness upset you? Don't take it so hard just because I laugh. As if I have gold mines digging in my own backyard. You can shoot me with your words. You can cut me with your lies. You can kill me with your hatefulness. But just like life, I'll rise. Does my sexiness offend you? Oh. Does it come as a surprise that I dance? As if I have diamonds at the meeting of my thighs. Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Up from a past rooted in pain, I rise. A black ocean leaping and wide, welling and swelling, I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak miraculously clear, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave, I am the hope and the dream of the slave, and so naturally. There I go rising.
And here we go spitting live on Tribe Family Channel. Happy National Poetry Month. Welcome to Tribe Family Channel's Spit, Spoken Poets Intellectualizing. Come and join us as me, myself, Beverly Black, and J. Elliott Howard co-host this episode. Dr. Maxine Bryant and J. Elliott Howard are our sponsors of this episode, converging once again April 18th, 2020. Our spitters this evening, Professor Maxine Bryant of Georgia Southern University, J. Elliott Howard, author, poet, radio host, poet, author, Richard Stamper, and we are here to highlight love, unity, and incarcerated lives matter too. You can tune in by going online to blogtalkradio.com/gumbo for the soul, or feel free to call in 347-539-5285. Spit, Spoken Poets Intellectualizing is a Gumbo for the Soul international family brand created, owned, and operated by yours truly, Beverly. All rights reserved. And with that being said, help me say hello, J. Elliott Howard, my co-host. How are you doing, my brother?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing well. I hope everybody is doing well and are safe, protected, doing what they need to do to take care of themselves and their family. You know, we're getting through this, y'all. Victory is in our grasp. We're coming straight through, right down the pike for this.
Now, you know what? And hearing you say that gives me a lot of hope, because you are an essential director out there on the front line, managing a staff of people that are right in the heart of everything. So I definitely salute you and salute the people that work with you on the front line. And so thank you for taking out the time from your busy schedule and just, you know, taking this time with us to spit. As you know, this show is not only brought to us by your generous sponsorship, but we've got a sister on this line, and she is no joke. In fact, she will be hosting Spit next Saturday at the same time, and her name is Dr. Maxine Bryant. What's happening, my sister queen? How are you?
Hey, hey, I am wonderful. I'm excited to be on the show today, and I'm excited to have the opportunity to help to sponsor today's show. Poetry is definitely a part of me, so I want to promote it any way I can. Thank you, Beverly Black, my queen, for having me on the show and providing the opportunity to keep poetry alive.
And you do just that so eloquently. Go ahead, Elliot. I'm sorry. You know that queen's something else. You ain't we clean crowns.
Hey,
I love you.
Hey, I just gotta say, I gotta send a special Georgia hello to Dr. Maxine Bryant. Of course, you know, last time that we were the three of us were together, we were talking and had a great conversation and I shared my Georgia roots. And and so, like, hey, you know, thank you for doing what you do in the great state of Georgia. Lord knows Ray Charles, when he's saying, got Georgia on my mind, I have a feeling he was writing about you.
All right.
Well, you know,
brother, that was
y'all gotta, and y'all got to drop that Georgia peach on us today, too, this evening. You know, we have a whole new lineup of listeners. I see y'all. Phone lines lit up here, and we're going to bring on one more brother to join with you, Jay Elliott, so that we have a balanced load right here. Poet, author, Richard yes. Stamper, come on in here and say hello to your fellow authors. And
hello, everyone. Everyone is blessed, because I surely am.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you, sir.
And he is blessed, you know. Go ahead, Richard. I'm sorry.
Today is a special day for me. I celebrated 14 years today from being incarcerated and 14 years clean and sober.
Yay! Congratulations
in the air.
God. Yes.
Congratulations,
yes.
Sir.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Awesome.
And you know, Dr. Maxine Bryant is a professor in criminal justice, so this is a even more of a reward, because Dr. Maxine, you celebrate watching people walk that plank to success when they acquiesce and get out of recidivism and own their destiny, like our brother Richard Stamford has done. And he's going to testify in more ways than one. Elliot and Dr. Maxine, I can't wait. Let's do this. Let's pay tribute to our sponsors.
Can I share something with y'all? Can I share something with
you? You sure can.
Work with the prison ministry. Down here in the Houston, at the Houston Beaumont area, I've also worked with the prison ministry as well. Got a chance to meet a lot of guys that are trying to come out and do something positive with their life and all that. So I really am ecstatic about, you know, what Mr. Stamper is. I thoroughly congratulate him on that, man. That is an awesome, that's awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah.
God the glory.
Wow. This is great.
It really is something. It is very special. We're going to have each of you expound even further because the energy is just so strong. Knowing this connection, it really resonates around all of us. It is truly a circle of love this evening. Mm. And I want to have each of you expound because we do want everyone to know that incarcerated lives matter too. I was once incarcerated. And had I not walked into the liberty of being free and losing habits and changing behaviors and owning my destiny, we would not be tied together. And we have, look at us, all different walks of life, and we do have a common thread. We love each other, we love God, and we do care about the men and women that are incarcerated in this world. So we have to lift up a special prayer to those that are most vulnerable and those that are in most greater need during these times. Everybody's not able to get on a radio show and dial in and laugh and, like my son would say, Putin giggle. I'm sorry, but that's what he says. So as we continue to poo and giggle, you know, we have to understand the measure and the weight of the shoulders that we stand on and honor. And I think that we better get to spitting. So without further ado, because I think there is a problem with the time in the studio. So let me check this out while we go to a quick commercial break. Y'all get your palms ready because we're going to come right back and spit after these messages from our lovely sponsors, starting with Dr. Maxine Bryant, because she definitely helps us keep these types of events going. So here we go, right after this message. Thank you.
Need a speaker for your next event, conference, or church service? Dr. Maxine Bryant may be available to come to speak from her wealth of experience and knowledge on multiple topics. A licensed minister, Dr. Maxine Bryant draws upon God-given communication talents and gifts and combines proven instructional design techniques and award-winning presentation style to inspire and instruct, educate and enlighten, plan, promote, and problem solve, and embrace participants in an exhilarating experience. Call Pat Moss at 612-876-7964 to find out how and how much more you can get when you arrange for Dr. Bryant to come speak at your next event.
Thank you, and welcome back to Spit, Spoken Poets Intellectualizing. And we're not going to tarry because it looks like we have some time issues with the streaming. There we go. You hear that? We've got an issue with the time left in the studio. So what I would like for everyone to do is to get an inspiring poem together so that we can offer this brief moment of inspiration before we are cut off. And I do apologize. I don't know what is happening with the studio. So Richard Stamper, please embellish us. And we want to just say congratulations to you because this is a special day of freedom and liberty on so many accounts. And we celebrate, my brother, what you have accomplished as a poet and an author and a free man. We know that at least I can testify to when I did some of my best writing, I wasn't in the free world. I had a little six-month vacation that I had to get out of the way, and I utilized my time wisely. Richard Stamper, I know you are one to utilize time wisely, and that's what we're about to do when we spit right now. You got something for us, brother, on this celebratory occasion of yours?
Yeah, this is called unity. Unity is what we all need to come together as one. God put us all here on earth to live in peace in his glorious Son. All races have conflicts, no matter what kind of weather. But when his fellow man is down, he moves in. They can live together. We're living in a new era. It's up to you to make a conscious decision. Because hate in America is ignorant, and it causes a lot of division. Our forefathers dealt with strife, lives diminished with a lot of humiliation. Society locks people up, forced to live back into segregation. Hate crimes, race crimes, killing one another off until you all drop. Wake up, America. Stupidity of everyone soon has to stop. Put down the drugs, the weapons, and put a stop to all of the crime. You'll find yourself in prison somewhere doing some serious time. When you do wrong, you'll wind up in a jail or institution. Let's get it together, people. Life has a better solution. Need to get the youth motivated. Get them on the right track. Their role model is a dope dealer who gladly sells crack. People get organized. People get together. Take back your community. Show them a positive way of life. Give love and show some unity.
Awesome. Yay. Snap of fingers. Yes.
Woo, finger snaps all around. Finger snaps all around. Comments from the peanut gallery, anyone?
Well, I thought it got to the heart of what an incarcerated person is feeling, right?
Mm-hmm.
It got to the heart of those kinds of feelings that people in the free world often don't know about, are not aware of. So thank you, Mr. Stamper. Appreciate that. That was authentic. Yeah.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very much so. It really can, like, you paint the picture well. I mean, and it really, for those that, have no idea what those experiences are, to be able to paint that picture, to develop the understanding and the feeling of the perspective, you really come through with that. I love it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Incarcerated lives do matter. And that brother, he has a book, Never Forget Your First Love. You can reach Richard at about.me/Richard Stamper and pick up that beautiful poetry book. And now we're going to get over to Dr. Maxine Bryant. Inspire us, Queen.
All right. Well, I need to give just a little prelude before I do this point. I do a lot of work, or have done a lot of work, in our prisons and our jails across the country. Last year, I had the opportunity to spend 5 days with lifers in a prison in Philadelphia, and it was a part of a training class. At the end, we decided to write a poem, because, as you know, there are many good, talented people who are locked up. And so I penned this poem as a part of our group project, and it's called Invisible.
Cool.
Invisible. You look at me, but you don't see me. I speak, but you don't hear me. You brush against me, but you don't feel me.
Huh.
I am invisible to you. The essence of me is free, but you want to hold me captive to your image. The beauty of me shines bright, but it's darkened not by the night, but rather by your verbiage. I want you to see me, not the label of my criminal history. I want you to communicate with me, not treat me with insanity. I want you to touch me and not avoid me as though I have leprosy. I am here. I too sing America. I feel the absence of your touch. Your stability and my instability can make melodious melodies when we come together. Promise me you'll do better. See me. Hear me. Touch me. Please.
Wow, 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 wow. Coming from the Peanut Gallery. All right, well, I'll comment.
I can feel all that.
I definitely feel the emotion in there. I definitely do. I like that. That was good.
Thank you.
Very,
you know,
very personal, because I've been on that side of the fence. And to
right.
them, you are invisible. The only thing that matters
yes.
is a number. Your number is more
right.
important than your name. You're like
yes.
a piece of cattle being herded off the livestock. So I can relate a lot.
Okay.
Ooh,
and that's what I wanted
Lord,
to do, Mr. Stamp. I wanted to put into words what they're feeling behind bars to the people who work with them, the people who come inside the prison for programming, whatever. And even when they get released, people treat them as though they're invisible.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You know, and I don't, and the thing is, the bad part about society is that they punish the individual twice. You get, they serve the time, and then after they serve the time, then people act like, you know, parts of society actually still want to get their other 10 pounds of flesh. And I put a warning to society, anyone who's listening that has that action, there is a parable called the Unmerciful Servant. I know pastors haven't taught about that in a long time, but in a nutshell is this. The mercy that was given to one individual, when it was time for him to give it to somebody else, he didn't do it. When the king got a hold of, got the message and heard what this man had done, he called the man back into his palace and said, okay, look, because you wouldn't give that mercy that I gave to you, the punishment that you will receive now is going to be greater. And, you know, and at the end, the result of it was the king paid off the other man that he owed to the guy, and the guy that had initially gotten the original mercy got thrown into a pit with weeping and gnashing of teeth. What I'm saying is at some particular point, you get to the place where you forgive, but then again, that's to the individual that might have been that was part of what that whole scene was. If you're just an outstanding bystander, you in Bangor, Maine, and the man moved to Texas where the crime had been committed, and see, he served his time. He's now living in Bangor, Maine. Guess what? It's not for you to give him another dose of punishment and unforgiveness because he's already gone through
that. Right. Absolutely.
And I could feel the emotion in what you said so much. So the simple words of saying you brush up against me, which you don't feel. That stuck to me. I mean, because, you know, my presence is right here, and yet it's not acknowledged. Okay. That was very strong. Now, I think we're going to get cut off of 30 minutes. Again, we have some studio technical difficulties, so I don't want to rush us along. But, Elliot, I want you to spit.
Okay, this one will go in line with what we've all talked about, plus what we're going through as a country. The name of the poem is called My Time Will Come. The name of the poem is called My Time Will Come. As the clock ticks, there are 60 chances a minute to diversify my life and arrive closer to a destiny defined for me. Looking over the shoulder is irrelevant because the next opportunity awaits with each second, and each is as unique and fleeting as the next. So there is no purpose in being vexed. If I'm taken for granted because of the lost moments, knowledge, and experience, that life will have more than one. And the faith I have is in knowing that becoming is a journey without a steady arrival, because each has a note musically of its own. One day, in a moment, an instant, my time will come.
Wow. Yeah. One day, in a moment, in an instant.
My time will come. All right.
Now, do you see the margin?
I can relate to that one, too, my brother. Because, see, I waited patiently to do this book. I spent my last 12 years taking care of my elderly parents, and God said, that's not the time right now. You got a job to fulfill. And I kept that commandment of God of honoring my parents. So when they passed,
Amen.
I had to relocate, and then my blessings started falling in order. I kept my eye on the prize. I got to get this book complete. And so my editor lived across the street. Beverly was the publisher, and the graphic design artist was just a phone call away. And God brought it to fruition. And here it is, live in living color. My name's up in lights now. I never gave up on my dream.
That's awesome.
Wow.
What
awesome.
A testimony. What a testimony. Live on Spit, Spoken Poets Intellectualizing. J. Elliott Howard, when you talk about time and you said my time will come in that moment. You know, you think about that sliver of opportunity, you know, as if it were a light. You know, when that light tower and that light is going around and you only have that little slither of light where you can catch that light, it's just like that opportunity of time. It's subtle, but it's coming, and you have to know when to move and when to act upon it. Fear not and be anxious for nothing, but having faith in all things. And I'm so thankful and grateful for all of you for having faith in me to bring this together. But again, I think our time is going to be cut short. So we are going to allow Dr. Maxine Bryant to speak on Elliott's poem, and then we're going to close out with a poem I wrote called Here's Our Child, Where's the Village? And I think that is appropriate in this time.
Yeah.
Did you want to comment on Elliott's poem briefly so that we can slide this one in here and not get cut off by this platform? And again, my apologies.
Not a problem. And I don't have much to say. I loved it, and I loved the same line, Beverly, that captivated you, that moment in time. And that's sometimes all we have is that one moment, and that's how we have to live, that one moment at a time in time. So great job. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Beverly, you got it, girl.
Thank you.
Well, I want to thank all of you. And Elliott, I mean, that poem is profound. And you're so right, Dr. Maxine Bryant. It is that moment. And we want our listeners to know that it is the moment that you have right now. And we want to thank you, area code 770-678-810, two times, 404-317-650s, 408-722s, 792s, it's a whole lot of y'all. 806 is 568. We appreciate you, 642s and 574s and 6269s and 761s. All of you for joining in on Spit, Spoken Poets Intellectualizing. Now, next week at the same time, Dr. Maxine Bryant, oh, she bringing it, and she bringing it real strong. She got four spitters that will be joining her, and I'm going to sit back and listen and relax. And so what I would like to do now is to play Here's Our Child, Where's the Village? By yours truly, and it is from the same book, self-titled of the same, via the Gumbel for the Soul International Publications, gumbelforthesoulinternational.com. I am the publisher of Gumbel for the Soul Anthology Publications. I want to thank again all of my guests, and after the poem, if we're not cut off, I'll come back, and then we'll just get cut off pooting and giggling. How about that?
That's fine.
Okay.
Here's our child. Where's the village?
Here's our child. Where's the village? The village is the mother who God chose through which to birth to me. The village is the father that planted the seed. The village is you. The village is me. The village is the extended family. Through times when I was too weak to go on, the village was the ones that kept me strong. my mama that fought to keep my kids from being adopted. When she asked friends and family to keep them and they opted. Going to court on their behalf when I couldn't appear. Being there for birthdays and calming their fears. My mama was the village when I was sick and in my disease. When God delivered me, she helped provide for my needs. The village was the man who cared enough to help me. When I got my kids back and tried to be a family. The village is the people who became a part of their lives. They too loved and cared for them and won't be denied. The village is the play cousins, play aunties, and friends. The ones no matter what were there to no end. The village holds the key to the whole family. Mentoring, providing after-school care, and being a second family. The question is not, here's our child, where's the village? The question is, whose village will you be?
And we are back live on Spit, Spoken Poets Intellectualizing.
Very good. Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. There's a few testimonies in there, as you can hear. It sounds like I was away in my disease on vacation, couldn't go to court because I was already going to court. Several things. But the question still remains. Right now,
yeah,
to this day, here's our child. Where's the village? So whose village will you be? Even in these times, ladies and gentlemen, people of this world, we have to be there for each other. And I thank you all for being here. And I thank you all for being here on Spit, Spoken Poets Intellectualizing. Dr. Maxine Bryant, you'll be here next week, so I already know whose village you will be. But if you have any words, I don't mind hearing from the Peanut Gallery.
I love it. That was good. I love the way you weaved into your own experiences and different parts of your experiences. So, Queen Beverly, what you really did was to take us on a journey. And we often don't get a chance to hear the voices of not only the incarcerated, but also the addicted. And you brought both voices together very poignantly. So thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. You're right, Dr. Maxine Bryant. I am an advocate for the addicted. Please, ladies and gentlemen, don't give up on anyone. I am a crack survivor from an eight-year addiction, okay?
Wow.
And
wow.
I say don't give up on anybody, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Okay,
absolutely.
So thank you so much once again, Queen Professor Maxine Bryant, and we will be looking forward to you running the Spit platform this time next week. And because of the dynamics of what is playing out in this world, we may be coming back in May to do this again. So thank you so very much once again. J. Elliott Howard, thank you once again for your time and your talent, and you're out there on the front line directing a multitude of personnel that are witnessing firsthand and keeping us safe, and we thank you for being on the front line.
Thank you.
Richard Stamper, congratulations again, my brother. All I can tell you is you did the doggone thing, and you are living proof. You made your purpose come to life by staying focused and on the mark, and you believed and you stood on faith. And so we congratulate and salute you. And we'll have you returning back to Tribe Family Channel a day in your near future. Is that all right?
That's fine with me.
All right, y'all. Well, thank you so much once again. We're going to go out paying tribute to our sponsors. Be blessed. Have an amazing, safe weekend, and we'll talk to you all later.
Bye. Okay.
Thank right. you.
God bless everyone.
Thank you.
God bless
God
you
bless.
All. Stay safe.
Poet and author J. Elliot Howard presents Rewritten Lives. This collection of poems is thought-provoking and encouraging for all readers. Howard's poetry anthology are reminders of his experiences through his life journey. He unleashes his profound emotions through poetic verse. Rewritten Lives teaches life lessons while exploring the author's view on human emotion, behavior, and gestures such as saying goodbye, having conversations, moving on, beginnings, dark moments, and much more. Rewritten has received over 22 impressive reviews. Howard shares his dreams and hopes to those who are willing to listen. Now available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com.
Need a speaker for your next event, conference, or church service? Dr. Maxine Bryan may be available to come to speak from her wealth of experience and knowledge on multiple topics. A licensed minister, Dr. Maxine Bryan draws upon God-given communication talents and gifts and combines proven instructional design techniques and award-winning presentation style to inspire and instruct, educate and enlighten, plan, promote, and problem solve, and embrace participants in an exhilarating experience. Call Pat Moss at 612-876-7964 to find out how and how much more you can get when you arrange for Dr. Bryan to come speak at your next event.
Everyone in the world has gone to bed one night or another with fear or pain or loss or disappointment. And yet each of us has awakened, arisen, somehow made our ablution, seen other human beings, and said, "Morning, how are you? Fine, thanks, and you?" It's amazing. Wherever that abides in the human being, there is the nobleness of the human spirit, despite it all, black and white. Asian, Spanish, Native American, pretty, plain, thin, fat, vowed or celibate, we rise. You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still like dust, I'll rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? Just because I walk as if I have oil wells pumping in my living room. Just like suns and like moons, with the certainty of tides. Just like hope springing high, still I rise. Did you want to see me broken? Bowed head and lowered eyes, shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries. Does my sassiness upset you? Don't take it so hard just because I laugh. As if I have gold mines digging in my own backyard. You can shoot me with your words. You can cut me with your lies. You can kill me with your hatefulness. But just like life, I'll rise. Does my sexiness offend you? Oh, does it come as a surprise that I dance? As if I have diamonds at the meeting of my thighs. Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Up from a past rooted in pain, I rise. A black ocean leaping and wide, welling and swelling, I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak miraculously clear, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave. I am the hope and the dream of the slave. And so, naturally, There I go, rise.